Okay, good morning. Specs with afternoon ches. The seventh parak in Maseches Nedarim. The sugya started excuse me, afternoon Zion on base. So let's see from over there. Okay, the third one after the Mishnah. Yeah. Yishmol Yishkva Yama V'Amilo Yishkva Dima Hela B'Yodoy. The Ran says, Hela Sheila Zul B'Fiv. And he expressed the following Shailam. Balsal Sheokar B'Shviyas B'Notar B'Shminis. Okay, you have Balsal, which is an onion. Sheokar B'Shviyas. It was uprooted. It was harvested. On Shviyas, v'nata b'shminis, and it was replanted in the eighth year of Rabu Gidulov al Ikray. And the part that was the Gidul, which grew on the eighth year, were Rabu. The Ran says that Rabu over here does not necessarily mean 51%. Rabu means it's the sheer bittul. We have the sheer bittul. Recent time, shishim, that you had it grew the sheer bittul. That's the case that he's talking about. For hachi kamiboyle, and the following is the base of a shaila. Gidulav heter veikrei iser. It was seen like from the Gemara is that this is the premise. That you have gidulin of heter and ikar v'isa. The ikar is also because it grew on shvius, has the isurim of shvius. The gidulin grew on the shminus after shmita. We keep in the rabba gidul of may ikrai, since we have a greater amount of gidulin, the amount that could make a bittul. Oisin gidulin heter malnes hayisur. So is the halacha that we could apply bittul? That's what malin means, right? Malin, lotion of malin is that it removes the iser through the concept of bittul eloi, or not. Now, just one point over here, just a preliminary point, which might be relevant a little bit later, but what we're talking about is that you have something which the ikar, the main part of this is osir, and the gidulim are mutter. Gidulim is you know what grew off the main part. What was added in growth. And the case over here is that it was uprooted and replanted. Right? So, why is that necessary for the case over here? Right? What would you say? Is that a technical point? And let us plant it and towards the end of the seventh year, and the eighth year will come, and the gidulim, you know, grew on the eighth year. Right? Why is it relevant that it was replanted? Is that part of the technical aspect that you need to replant it in order to have gidulim? Maybe that might be part of our gidulim shaila. Exactly over here, our technical shaila over here.
Sorry,
yeah, that in the case of the Gemara that we're talking about that the ikar grew during the seventh year, grew on Shemitah. It was replanted in the eighth year, and it grew gidulin. You know, this seems to be, this is what we need in order to set up the case. We need to have, we're talking about that the ikar has an issa shvius on it, and the gidulin don't, because the gidulin grew in the eighth year.
Shmita, what does it go after?
Okay, right. Okay, so that's the answer. That's it. Just wanted to point that out. Right. Just wanted to point that out. Right, that since the dinim, right, as far as what year this is concerned, it goes boss lakita, very good. All right, so were he just to leave it in the ground and first pick it in the first place on the eighth year, so then even the ikar wouldn't have a din of shmita. Right? So in order for that to have this case over here, we need that the lakita was done, the picking was done during Shvi'is. So as soon as you pick it out, then it's nechshav a pri of Shmita. Even if you replant it, as far as we're concerned, at this point, it'll retain its dinim, and so that's why the Isser of Shvi'is is retained. Navas, that the gidulim are growing on Shmi'is, and that's the basis of the scenario here.
The rule of Basar Kita, that's specific to Yer.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right, that's the Sugim beginning of Kedushin, those who remember from over there. Could be that maybe that Sugim was skipped in Kedushin in the Yeshivas. That doesn't pertain so much to the Iker Sugis and Kedushin. Akoponim, but in other places, yeah. Right. Okay, so very good. Right. So you're right what you're saying. Just wanted to point that out. And, so let's see.
So, since you mentioned Yerek is on Shvi'is, right? What about Tvua and other things? Is that considered Yerek too? Or what about?
No, they're not. And each one has its different thing, right? A pre goes Bosa Chanota, that's in the sugi over there, and then Tvua is Bosa Shlish.
But
and
all,
each
all
one has its own dinim.
All in Shvi'is.
Not necessarily. No? It has to do with things which are pertain to the year. Like, let's say, for example, the dinner of Meiser. Meiser also has to do with the year, because Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni are exchanged in the third and the sixth year, so it's also relevant to know that what year is this of the, is this growth. Okay. Now definitely the Mashmoyis HaGemara would be, like we're saying, that this is a given. The given over here is that the Iker has the Issa Shvi'is on it. The Gidulim, which grew during the eighth year, do not. It seems to be that that's the given. And the Gemara is the Shaila of the Gemara is that is there a Din Bittul over here? Now, you have the background also, again, L'chor for Bittul. Now, Bittul requires two things. Bittul requires that there should be a taruvus over here, a taruvus. Right? That might be a little questionable, exactly. You know, what we were discussing, Rishayim really, really, really could be that it becomes a more major point than other Rishayim. But Akoponim, but this is what we have to assume, that we have a taruvus, we have a mixture over here, and then you need the shir bittul. The shir bittul, which means that you have the amount of hetem which is necessary to accomplish the din bittul.
And what's the taruvus? The new growth and the old growth?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just the translation of the word ikker, right?
We typically use
the word ikker
as the main
part, right?
Okay.
But it really comes from the word root, right? And here we're talking about a literal root, so when it's using the word ikker, is it using it in its literal sense, or is
so when you say maybe I wasn't here at this part, right? But what is the metzius over here? It's a root. Is it a root? Let's say, for example, like we'll see in the case of the Gemara by Yalu Shesavcha Biskena, right? That's a tree. That's a tree. I don't know if I call that a root. Exactly.
No,
right. But now see over here also, right? How are we working? What's the matzis over here of this botzel? So what's happening?
I believe the onion is under the ground.
Okay.
Right, and then maybe things come from it.
The gidul, right?
I would have thought that the whole thing is considered a root. I don't know. I mean, just in language, I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're saying the onion grows totally under the ground?
I think so. Yeah.
Right. But what's added? What was added? Is that what was there before is more rooty than what was added?
So I think, if I understand it correctly, I hope to understand it better.
Yeah.
But I think is more what do you call it? Sprouts, shoots. That's it. Right, and new bulbs come.
So that would be considered maybe a root in the sense that something's growing out of it? I mean, that ikar, does it look like, you know, what we buy in the store? It looks the same, right?
Yeah.
It's this round, bulb kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, in the sense of root that you're talking about, it's what makes it a root? Just because it's
I thought it was because it's under the ground.
Everything's under the ground. I mean, the shoots are not under the ground.
Yeah, the shoots are also under the ground. But
so why is one
leaves acre that come up
the leaves?
You know, and a typical like a tomato grows above.
So there are three things over here. We have the ikar, the gidul, and the leaves. Is that what we're talking about here?
I thought so.
Okay.
I'm thinking about a question. I think you're right, the word ikar can mean different things.
I mean, when we talk about a horseradish, right, isn't that a root?
So there are different things that are called root vegetables, because
right,
we eat the part that is the root of the leaves.
Right.
The leaves are the root. But that's right. I think what's happening here is, I think to define the word ikar in this context, it's in contrast to gedulin. That's what the word ikar means in this gemara.
Uh-huh.
It could mean root, and root can mean, you know, the secular modern definition of root vegetables, which is really relevant to our Gemara, right?
Yeah.
But I think in the context here, pardon the pun, the main...
Right, so you're saying that, you're saying it's more the ikar, as in like what we typically use ikar in is the main part, not the word root. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You know, over here, so maybe even over here, maybe we could call it the original. That's what this is over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just coming back again. So the Gemara, the Pashas HaGemara would be mashma that the given is that the Iker is also has this Shvius on it, and the Gedulim don't. And the Shaila over here is there a Din Bittul? Could there be a Din Bittul Chal over here or not? Right, that's the Shaila. Now, why, or why not? You know, the Muskul Rishon, we could say the Haguf, right? Because of the Chashivas of the Iker, it won't be in this battle to the Gedulim, right? The Gedulim are an outgrowth of the Iker. And that might be a reason why the Gemara is mistapic like that. But everything is like this, is that the Ran does not learn the Gemara like this. I just wanted to just get the background over here. Right, the Ran doesn't learn the Gemara like this. Right, I'll speak it and then we'll see it inside. The Ran tells us that is not the Gemara's Shiloh. True, the Gemara talks. Right, and now this is an important thing, just for posh it for in general, Derech Halimud over here, right? It's that as we have the practical halacha, the nafgamina, right? And but those who want to understand a little bit what we call the lumdis over the mechanics, they have to know what's the basis of the question, right? What is the guf hashayla? And what is the crux of the question here, of the doubt over here? So the Ran says that the truth of the matter is that the Ikar Shaila over here is something which is really more deep, more preliminary. Shaila over here is whether we have Isser V'Heter or not. Dahainu, the Ran tells like this, is that it's taka, not a premise that the Gedulim are heter and the Isser is and the Ikar is Isser. That is Gufa the Shaila over here, is do we have that or not? Meaning to say that the Gemara Shaila is that from the fact that the Gedulim are an outgrowth of the Ikar, that might be a reason to say that the Isser of the Ikar is Nimshach, it carries its way into the Gedulim. Meaning they don't need their own Siba, their own cause to have the Isser. From the fact that they are an outgrowth of the Iker, so what, just like they grew from the Iker, so too all Dinim that the Iker had will carry on into the gulim themselves. So this will be an interesting phenomenon over here, that you have something which actually grew on Shminis, and it'll have the Dinei Shvius, a Shemitah, because it's an outgrowth of a Peri Shvius. That's the Shaila, and now the Nafka Mina is, it'll pertain to Bittel, because in the event that the Issa carries onto the Gidul, obviously, now there's not Shaykh Bittel, because you don't have Issa V'Heter, there's no Heter to be, it's Kula Issa. On the Tzad, that the Issa of the Iker does not carry through into the Gidul, then you have over here, you have Isser and Heter, and definitely that there is a Din Bittel. So according to the Ran, there's no question, if you have the background, if you have the Isser v'Heter, definitely Bittel will be Chal. We have no problem of Gidulim being Mavatel, the Iker. That's not a Shaila. Avada Gidulim could be Mavatel Iker. Navos, that we need to have the Gidulim or Heter in order that it should be Mavatel Isser. If they themselves are also, then obviously it's not Shaykh. Okay, so we're going to learn the Gemara that is the Shaila. You hear? So let's just stress that one more time. That the Gufa Shaila, even though the Gemara talks, is going to be talking whether Gidulim are Malin es Haikr, which is that's a Bittel issue. But in truth, is that step two from the Ikar HaShaila? The Ikar HaShaila is the Gidulin, they carry the same din as the Iker. If we want to talk about the Gidulin Bimavatel, the Isser of the Iker, we need to have that the Iker is also, and the Gidulin are Mutter. That means that the Isser was not carried on into the Gidulin. So this, that, when the word might bring rise to or against the fact that the Gidulin could be Mavatel the Iker, or they can't, really, what the issue over here is whether the Isser of the Iker is Nimshach to the Gidulim.
Now, this case of is Baso Sha'akra B'Shvius, the Nata B'Shminis, right? He uprooted it on Shvius.
Right.
If he would not have uprooted it, there's no Shail at all, right? I mean, because he didn't uproot it. So, that Baso remains Usser because it never was uprooted in the Shvius?
Well, what do you mean with
I'm
that?
I'm asking.
If he never uprooted it.
If he never uprooted it at all.
At all. And so what's the issue?
It keeps growing into Shminis.
Right.
So now is there any.
And then he uproots it.
And then he uproots it into Shminis. So is there any question that there.
So that's what we discussed before, and that's what we said, that since this is a vegetable, and the years of a vegetable are decided with when you pick it.
Uh-huh.
So if you picked it first in the eighth year, so then even the Iker would be considered a pre. Of the eighth year, and there will be no Issa Shvius on that.
So interesting. So even if he picked it on day one of Shminis, he's fine.
Right. Okay, that's a preliminary piece of information that's important to know over here. Okay. Let's see the Ran. See, the second Ran, Virovu Gidulov Al Ikra. Zokteran lav Rabbi Beluchud Ka Omar.
Yeah.
So the Ran over here is telling us the literally Rabu means that it grew, you know, to a majority. That's what maybe one would have translated. And the Ran is coming to say that that's not what we mean here. Lav Rabbi Beluchud Ka Omar. It doesn't mean that there's a majority, 51% more. Ela Rabbi Shekeitzit Bo B'Midi Da Osi Me'Amo Hoyobo Kidei Levatel Es Ha'Isser. I'll say that again, a lot of words at once. Rather, Ela Rabbi, that means that it grew more. What was the capacity of this more that grew? The amount Shekeitzit Bo, that amount, similar to that amount, B'Midi Da Osi Me'Amo. If it would not have been a Gidulim, right? Let's say it would have been something else. Midid Osame Alma. Hoyabok Hide Levatel Es Isser. You definitely would have the amount that it could be Mavatel the Isser. That's what he means, sir. So whatever that shear is, whatever the shear of So the Lashon, and you find many times then tackle that the Rishonim explained that when the Mora says Rav here, doesn't necessarily mean don't take out from over here. Yeah, it's relevant in the Rishonim in Chulin when they're Taka Shalos and Rishonim about that. Terus Yavish Yavish is with Batal Baroyev, is the Nishishim. Right, we shouldn't talk about these lashonis. You know what lashna of ribui mean? Does it necessarily mean 51%, or it just means became a larger amount, whatever the shibitul is.
So for this bustle, what is the ravya?
I think it's 60. I think later on it's the shear of shvius. If there's bitul, it's a benayis tam.
So it has to grow 60% more than it was?
Is that the number?
That
percent?
Shishim. Shishis.
60
times as much.
60 times as much.
Right.
6,000%.
Oh, okay.
60 times as much. Wow. So if he has a batzel, one batzel, that batzel has to be 60 times more. Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess you could put that into your experiment over
right, so that's, I think that makes sense, that it's talking about shoots and, you know, I mean, not just the bulb getting bigger, but it's talking about that.
One of the footnotes just says that, I don't know what he's referring to in the Metzius, he says that in the onion, there's this little gidin, I don't know what it means, that is the core of the onion, and that's what you can plant. So uh-huh. 60 times, they're not talking about taking a Spanish onion and you eat 60 times, you can take like a little seed. It's not really a seed, because that's a inside car. But, you know, something small and plant that and get, you know, a couple of onions. That could be a ratio of 1 to 60. Maybe a little more.
Because you're talking about that little tiny seed.
I don't know what he means by gidim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, that'll make a big difference.
Yeah, just to, like, visualize it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You.
I'm just thinking the very inside of the onion. The outside layers of the onion are like go all the way around, but the
right.
inside ones are very
right.
small.
Yeah.
Like get in, maybe. Maybe that's
right.
what
right.
it is.
So the first step they said to do is you soak the bottom of the onion in water and little hairs start growing out of it, which form into the shoots.
Are you taking the entire bulb or just the interior?
They say cut the bottom. I mean, this is, you know, we'll see if it works. Cut the bottom inch off and you
bottom
put it in.
Inch off
off the
mean?
Bottom of the onion, right? And it's just one part of the onion where there's like, you can see where, you know, like
the
bottom of it.
Right.
Right? So you cut the bottom part off and they suggest that you like soak it in a cup of water.
And you're using that bottom piece that you cut
and
off?
Then, right, and then afterwards, after like little hairs grow out of
okay,
it,
so
then
sounds
you
like
start
that,
putting
that's
it...
That's what you're doing, right? You're cutting off this small piece from the front of the bottom, and then that's...
And then you put it into the dirt afterward, right? And then there, multiple shoots
mm-hmm.
form from... Right, that's good.
I'll bring pictures.
What?
I'll bring us pictures.
That's my plan. We'll see. I hope I get something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so that's the first thing the Ran is telling us. Now the Ran continues. You ready? Here we go. Mihu begidulin misafgale. Right, so he's saying that, you know, if it would have been, you know, two separate things, not gidulin, you know, a separate payrus, let's say, so there will be no shaila, and you know, even according to the Ram, because you definitely have, it definitely would be bittel. Mi begdulin misafgale, specifically if the ravya, if the heter comes, or supposedly is coming through the gedulin, that's the gemara sofik. The gedulin heter malnes iser loy. If the gedulin of heter could be mevatel the iser. Now the Ran says like this, venerally, right, this is an important piece in the Ran over here, venerally, right, this is my feeling on the Inyan, it looks like that maybe he might be a Yochid in this Mahalach in the Gemara, but Akohanim, venerally, the Iker Sofik, right, the crux of the Sofik over here is Yamina and the Gedulin, Do we say gidul kivnushim shalchan v'yetsim min ha'ikr, since they're an extension of the ikr itself, she'enik hol, which is still here, yehabal hu ki ikr v'asiri, they themselves will be like the ikr, they'll take on the iser of the ikr. According to that's one side, yehabal hu keheter umalneseter, or and they don't take on the din of the ikr, their mutter, and that's why they'll be able to be mevatel. They'll be mevatel. Now the man says, but he says very clearly, "Vidin hu dehavelahu miboy gidun atz mishori ayisiv." The truth of the matter is that if this is the shaila, we didn't really have to talk about bittel, meaning to say, let them not be. So much. You don't have the shir bittel, right? That's not the point. The point is that are the gidulim aser or mutter? That's really the crux of the shayla. Uvedin hu dehavin leilim bim boy gidulim atzim shori ay aser. Right? This is a quest, really, according to the way he learns. More really could have cleared the shayla like that. Miyu, haba talia, they're dependent on each other. These two things. The igidun heter mal nesa iter. If, like, this is how the Gemara talks about what an afkamina is. If that's true, that the halacha is that the gedulim heter mal nesa iser pshita d'shorus. Obviously, the gedulim themselves are mutter. We ain't malin, and if they're not, so then, and this is weird, not so posh, but he's saying that as far as the Gemara holds, right, if they're not malin, the only reason why they're not malin is because they themselves are also. Right? Pshita d'asiri. The isharu, because if they were takabim would be heter, then avada malin. Then they would be malim. Kach nebeinai v'somach tira mashis kani lefarish kach zok deran, and I have a raya which I will tell you as we get to that point in the Gemara. All right, okay. So again, the Ran, that's how we're going to be learning with right now. The Ran's pshat in the Gemara is that the guf hashayla, the main crux of the question over here is that do gidulim take on the din of the iser? That of the ikr, right? And therefore, if the ikr is aser, are the gedulim themselves aser? Or no, they don't take on the din, right? And they have to have their own cause to be aser. And if they don't have the cause to be aser, then they'll be mutter. Now, were it to be that they're mutter, and now you want to talk about bittel, so definitely bittel will happen, right? Then the gedulim will be able to be mavatel the head, the ikr. Okay, lomazen. Okay, so that was the Gemara Shaila. Zot Gemara Zay. Also, l'kamed Reb Ami, lo yehava biyodi. Okay, so this Yishmael, who had the Shaila here, he went to Reb Asi, he asked him, Reb Ami, Chuldux, went to Reb Ami, lehava biyodi. He didn't have what to tell him. Never I, lehava biyodi. Also, l'kamed Reb Yitzchak, nafcha, so he went to someone else. He asked him the Shaila.
Who went?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So partially Nadon. See, he said Rabbi Nafcha. He was poet the Shaila. He solved the Shaila with the following memra d'amiruim. Dom Abchina Triso Om Abyanai a memra b'shem Abyanai. The following. Botzel so tshuma shenotum v'robu gidula of al ikroi mutter. Okay, so he says over there, you have a bottle, which is truma. You were mafish this bottle as truma for others. This was the truma. Now you replanted it, and gidulin grew. Rabba gidul valikre, and you have the sheer bittel, right? Grabbed by truma, maybe the sheer bittel, drabon is halachav meya, echadu meya. Then, but you had the sheer bittel. So the halacha is mutter. Akoponim the iser truma, the din truma that was on this bit on this bottle is bottle. So this is a raya, right? In our the way the Ran is learning the shaila, the issue over here would have been that do the gedulim get the dine truma themselves? And And over here it's mevuyer that the gedulim are mevatel the din shuma of the ikr. So that means that they don't. The din shuma is not nimshach into the gedulim, and that's why bittel could be chal. Because this will be a raya that where the Gemara speaks the question that they could be mevatel, and as far as talking what the ikr shaila was, that means that the iser is not nimshach. Now let's just see over here. The Ran, Zokteran, bottle shel shumah shenot of rabu gedul val ikroi mutter. Kloimer, what does mutter mean? Mutter means mutter. It sounds like it's a tether. Zokteran, kloimer, do loy have a shumah? What we mean over here is that it's not shumah. The also gedul mevatel ikr miu tevel having. However, it's tevel. That ikr will have the dina tevel on it. The habitlu gidula ves ha ikr. With the harminan mutter, when the Gemara says mutter, loyma the poka shem shuma minei. What we mean is that the shem shuma is poka. Vishori ba'achilas haroi. That's all we mean to say. In other words, it's not heter. Like, and a meichel which is completely mutter, it has its limitations. Navos that the din truma, which it would have been offered to Yisrael, that's poker. That iser is in his battle. Now let's talk about this for a moment. the din tevel. The din tevel that the ikr has, right? What's the source of that ikr of that iser tevel that the ikr has?
Why does the ikr have a din tevel?
The Ran says because we mafkia the din truma.
After
the Ran says, and now we are questioning that where does it come from? And I'll give you the two options.
What come from?
The din tevel. The din tevel that you have on the ikr, right? Is it its own din tevel? And what's happening is that when mafkir the truma, it's like before the truma was taken off. Meaning it's like this: when we take off truma, what we have over here is you're starting with tevel. This is tevel. That's tevel. When you mafkir truma. So this thing that became truma was part of the tevel, right? You could only make truma on something which is tevel. Now the way you misaken whether you fix tevel is by being mafris truma and maisis whatever it is. So the shem truma is chal on this, and that's good for what is misaken the tevel.
No more shem tevel. No more shem tevel.
Not on this and not on that, right? So. The hafrosis truma really is misakin itself also, right? It's mafkia the shem tevel from the item itself, which now became truma. So in our Gemara, when the teres truma is being poka, so is the pshat that therefore it reverts back to tevel, to its own tevel. Similar to the concept that we had, and we will have. That if someone shoyel on shuma, right? Let's say right, there's a halacha that you could be shoyel, right, on shuma if you shoyel. So the shayim comes back. It becomes back tevel. Now over here it's mafreya. So you know that's why it's like that over here. Over here, right, this is maybe why that's not so. Back upon, but what right now we're dwelling on over here is that where does this teras tevel come from? Is it its own tevel, which was taken off initially through the hafroshes truma itself, and now that the shem truma was poka, so its teres tevel comes back? Is that the pshat, or the pshat is is that's really mikoyach the din bittel itself? The gedulin are being mevatel the ikr, and the same way the gedulim take off the Shem Shuma, so the Gedulim themselves are tevel. Right? I mean, they're growing right now, they're also tevel. Right? So that might be another sad that the Torah's Tevel is coming really mikayach the Gidulim. So the Gidulim maybe are doing two things. They're the cause for the Shem Shuma to be poka, and in the Din Bittel, they're in this battle to the Gidulim, and they take on the din of the Gidulim, which what that accomplishes is that the Shuma is poka, and maybe that's a reason for the Torah's Tevel to be chal. Actually, what did you say, Michael? How'd you go over here?
The first shot that you're saying, I didn't even entertain. But I mean, you saying that by planting it, it would become tevel again?
By planting, it would become tevel. What's the it?
The
ikar. Ikar.
Meaning even before the gedulim grow, is that the first sod?
No, because I need the hafkoas truma. The first shot is that. When you mafkid the Shem Truma, so you lose the accomplishment of the Hafroshes Truma.
How do you do that? At what point are you mafkid?
That's bittel. That's the nesugi over here. That's for sure.
So
that's
only after it grows.
After it grows and you have bittel. So now that the Shem Truma is poka, so does that cause it to revert back to before the Truma or not?
And does that mean that the rest of, the other stuff that you took off is now tevel again? That you took it off from?
Okay. That's a good point, right? According to this, right. Which is happening. That doesn't sound like that it's like that. Mm-hmm.
This is sad that you're reversing what you've done. You did a mitzvah. You got rid of the tevel status. Why should tevel come back? You battled the issue of truma. You find bittul so often, which means stuff is truma. And so there's an ability to tip him a battle, right? It's mada. Taste it to undo a mice that he did. Like, what's the
Okay. I hear. Right. So I agree with you that in Svara, you know, you'd have to. The only reason why that stands if it goes to Mafrei, which is no reason to say that it goes to Mafrei, right? So if it's not going to Mafrei, so Ulchari, right? That the ticking of the tevel happened, and showing that's finished. You from here on in, you want to take off the truma. Okay, fine, but it's not going to affect that, right? Okay, so I would be masking to you, right? I'm just wanted to just clarify that. So that means like this. So now, if that's true, so then the tevel over here is really part of the din bittel, right? Which is also maybe not so poshut. That because we're familiar with the din of bittel is a halacha that removes isurim, right? Is there a din bittel which will create isurim? Right? That's not so posh. Whether there's such a thing, right? Whereas if you throw something heter into iser, right? Does the iser, does that become osir? Now you have a larger quantity of iser. Yeah. What do you see from there? Okay, what do you see from there?
They give me. If you have a mixture and the majority is then for sure, you're not to eat that.
No. You mean, you can't eat it because you don't know where it is, right? Well, but you're not increasing, not creating an iser, right?
You have a concept of a chaticha nos and mavela, right? And that's not only specifically by nos and tam, is that...
So that halacha grade is only by noisin tam, by alach balach,
by min b'min,
by min b'min. I don't think so. But I think b'chal that's only by alach balach. I mean, we have taka noisin tam. Without tam, I don't think there's a concept of.
I mean, the very nature of chaticha nos and nevela takes it away from it, right? Because let's say you have, you know, one piece gives, you know, into 50, right? And then you take one, you know, you take that mixture.
No, you're right. Over there, you do have the concept. They do have the concept over there.
But I'm saying the second mixture, you're not going to have the tam anymore because, you know, just percentage-wise...
it's not because of bittul. It's not because of bittul. On the contrary, over there the pshat is because the tam of the iser gets into the heter, and that might be a reason why it's mahapach. One second. Yeah, okay, so... yeah, so if we understand that's what this is, then that's what we will have to have to accept, right? And then we'll have to investigate that, right? Whether that's is that something new?
Just on the Rav Zikr Shaila, and again, I think the Olam is taking that it's a davar pashut. That the second tzad was the accepted one,
yeah.
But there's three. I can think of three nafkaminas off the bat of between the two is a. Let's say if you grew into a shmita year, right?
Grew into a shmita year. What does that mean?
So I know that you had truma, and then it was re-put in the ground on a shmita year, and it would grow more. So there's no. There's no tevel in the Shemitah year, right? So if you say that it's reverting back to what it used to be, it would be that it would become tevel again in the Shemitah year.
Okay, well,
in Chutz La'aretz.
Okay, same idea. Yeah. Okay.
Right? And the third is which year it would be if it, let's say between year 2 and 3. You know, does it become tevel for Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani? Right?
Okay, very nice. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to happen. I hear it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I don't know if this will help. I'm going to propose an answer to your question.
Okay.
Maybe that it's talui ho baho, meaning in order to take off the Isser tevel, it has to now, I mean, the Isser truma, it has to now become something that isn't truma, and there's only it can only become tevel.
Why is that the only other option?
That it's going to be nefek from truma to chulin, okay. Mesukin. Why should
no,
it be
mesukin? Isn't that it was niskin ready, right? That's what he's saying. It was niskin ready. So that's history. Now it's truma. What is the halacha when shuma falls into tevel? And you have your sheer bittel. If one piece of shuma falls into a chayis 150 chul, no, isn't it all mutter?
Okay, but here it's tevel. It's not with shuma. Well, it's not with mesukin.
Right.
Okay, so I'll say it differently. I mean, what are you going to? You need to take off the yisr truma. You're taking it off because you have gedulim of tevel. So you want to say, how can it be mevatel to create an iser, but it's talui ho baho, in order to take off the iser truma, then the tevel has to be mevatel, the iser truma. So
okay.
Once it's mevatel it, so it's mevatel it to become like it. That's how bittul works, no?
So that's depending on what we discussed before, huh? Right? Whether there's a din of bittul to create an iser.
Well, what I'm saying is, why is it creating an iser? Because if it doesn't create the iser, it can't create the heter.
I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
Right?
Right? I'm suggesting you answer your question. You don't like my pshat. No problem.
The Rav say he didn't like it. He said that was true.
The bittul of the truma is the fact that it falls in something which is not truma, right? The fact that it has a shem truma and tevel is not necessarily adding to that, right?
I mean, let's say truma fell into tevel. Let's forget about that. You have truma and you've got a box of tevel falls into your tevel. Are you coming to come and say, oh, now that truma is chulin because it was msukin and it fell into tevel, so it took off the Shem Truma, it's mevatel the Shem Truma to make it Mesukin?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it doesn't make it Mesukin, it was Mesukin already. It's not because of it. If the shame truma is polka, and the tikkun that it accomplished is not lost retroactively, so then you know then it itself. I mean, you might not know where it is, and you can't get to it. But if you want to know, you know, just thinking about its well being, you know, lost in this right, yeah, right, the shem truma is polka, and it itself is
how much meiser would you have to take? Did you have to take? If you had like the tevel fell into to
the truma fell into tevel. That's what you mean.
The truma fell into tevel. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right, and they were you know 10.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
You
think
one or 1.1?
That's.
I think it's like the last paragraph of the truma. It's extremely the hardest mishnah you can say as well. But I'm thinking about what you're saying. I suggest that there's a metzias of what's happening here. You're talking about the longest, and right, the metzias is that even if you say that the bittul is mafia the truma to leave in sefer heta. At the same time, it is still in a mixture of teva, so it's going to become a teva, right?
If I'm saying that's assuming that there's such a halacha of bittul that the iser teva could be extended onto something else, right? I mean, that's part of what we discussed before. I mean, I'm just showing you why it doesn't have to be. I mean, there's bittul maybe accomplishes two things. Right? That's what you're saying, right? There's bittul will since the meat will get the din of the roiv. So one thing is that the trum will go off, and the second thing will happen, right? That it'll get right. Theoretically, what you're saying that if it wasn't trum, let's say it was chum, right. Chum falls into there, so you don't have to deal with the first step, right. But you have the second thing. But it's two independent things. Yeah, I mean if that's the halacha, but it's really two separate ideas, right? You know, the bittul's chal klapi, two points. Right? Right. So, and if therefore that I'm saying, if the halacha would be that ayde bittul you can't create iser, right? So that's.
I mean, then later we're going to have if you plant mesukin, that you still have to do meiser on everything, even what you planted, even though you planted mesukin, and we need a pasuk for that, right? L'chora, without that pasuk, you wouldn't have said like that.
Okay,
you don't need a pasuk by planting truma. The pasuk doesn't apply to planting truma.
But I'm
planting
just, I'm just not following. So now, therefore, that's a proof to.
That's a proof to the fact that it becomes tevel. Even
bittul creates tevel. You bring the raya.
Bittul creates tevel.
Creates tevel.
Right.
Bittul creates tevel. Is that different than what we're talking about here? I mean, we know that the bittul creates tevel. The question just is, where does the tevel come from?
Okay, fine.
Okay, when we get there, we'll have to focus on that, Maram Mokum. But whenever we're just talking right now, it could be Dvarim Mufrosh. Unfortunately, we are not so well versed in Yoni Zroim, so etc. Right. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Okay. Yeah. All right. When was that? Yeah. Okay, let's see. That was the first pshitus. So Shitas Rabbi Yanai is that it is bottle, right? We'll use the term of the Gemara, but we know what that means, right? That the gedulim amavatal the ikur. Omar b'yimiyah v'tem Reb Zreika shavuk ma'atrein v'ovel kechad. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, excuse me. Vitemer Abzreiko, Akoponim, a comment on this, that Ritzof Nafcho was poisheded from Taka from a Memer Damiroim, which is, he hit the mark. The only thing is that they told him that Machalik is about this thing. You gotta brought us a raya from the meat. There's a roiv of Amiroim who hold not like that. Or Akoponim, there's two sheets, it's not like that. Man, you who train, Domar Babi of Omar Abyechnan. Okay, the first is Abyechnan's Memra. Yadlish is Sivcha Bizkena, Uba Peris. What we have over this is an Orla, dealing with the Isser of Orla. Right? So we're dealing with a lot of different Isurim over here, right? Shviz, Truma, now we're into Orla. Orla is the Isser of the first 3 years that a fruit tree grows, is Orla. It's an Isser Orla. Yalda means, is referring to a tree, a natiya, which is less than 3 years old. So therefore, the peris that grows is Orla. So you have a peri which is growing onto this on a branch or on this tree. You cut off the branch, and you're grafted into a zikena, into a tree which is already past the shnei Orla.
Just with Orla, when does the Iser, when is the Iser Chal? Like we discussed with vegetables, it's when you pick it. When does the Iser, I mean, if you have a fruit on a tree that's on the third year and then it stays on there till the fourth year, you know, what determines if it's Orla or not?
You want to know if theoretically, if you keep a fruit on the tree till for 4 years, it's not chal the dine orlo. Is that tali? Usually, fruits is tali in the chanota, right? In the chanota. Chanota is not pricking. No, chanota is what do you call it? The blossoming, the blooming, the what's the right? So. That should be the cheshbon over there, that whenever this fruit sprouted, we'll call it, right? So it gets the din of that year.
Before the yalda was put on the zakena or afterwards?
Yeah, because we're talking about that it definitely carried. It has the isra of. So the truth is, I mean, it wasn't. Yeah, right. It definitely has the isra, right?
If the fruit grew after you replanted it, then it's mutter.
Okay, so that's the chanota.
Somewhere bring that down, no?
The chanota, right? The chanota was right. Totally in
the chanota. So it happens the yalda after the chanota.
So it have chanota
of the.
Right. So you have a fruit. There is a fruit on this branch. Yeah. Right. So once you have a fruit, right. So this fruit definitely is also right now. No. On the yalda.
Oh, on the yalda.
You have a beginning akoponim of a fruit there. You cut it off and you graft it and it continues its growth.
But where it's grafted onto the is already as the cana, yeah.
Right, you've grafted onto something which is past the years. Yeah. So that's why the situation is such that the first part of the growth of this fruit was grown by Orla, and the Gidulim are not Orla. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying over here.
So what was bothering me is, I mean, if that's the case, right? So then what does the growth afterwards have to do? I mean, if we go after the Chanata, once it gets stamped with the name of Orla, so then... You know, I mean, it would be the same if you kept it on the original tree, Yad Chanata, and it continued growing. What does the additional growth have to do with being Mavatal, the Shem Orla? The Orla goes, you know, to the point where it gets its Shem Orla or not.
Yes, that's what the Gemara says.
Isn't
that?
No. You're asking something more preliminary. Let me just think about your Shiloh over here. Let's go back to what you started with. You have a fruit which is growing within Chayis, the first year of a tree. Chanota comes. Now, what Chanota is that it relates this to Chayist Shnei Orla, and therefore anything which grows is taka. It's growing in a Shnei Orla. That's what it's doing. So the reason why the rest of the pre is also is not because it's a growth from the Iker. It's on its own accord, it's growing. It's growing in a early year.
Right.
Now, what was your question? It sounded like you understood that it's always like that. Once the Chanota happens, now the rest of the pre is just getting its din orla from the ikar. I didn't think that's how it works.
I mean, how would it be if it was you know, the same tree? Chanota happened year 3, and then it continued growing to year 4 to be more than to be mabatel the fruit, right? And the same situation without the grafting of the branch.
So I mean, its whole growth. I mean, the year four didn't happen on this fruit, right? The fact that we turned the page on the calendar, right? You know, didn't affect this fruit. So I don't think the pshat is that this fruit really is in the fourth year, but you know, the ikar is what's feeding the concerning this fruit. The new year didn't happen. The new year didn't affect it, so it's still a third year. Right, that'll be the difference. And as you have on the same tree, you have, you know, something that we had chanota before, whenever the cutoff is, right, whenever the Rosh Hashanah, you know, is over there, something which chanota before. So this, you know, if they're growing at the same time, but this was had a chanota day before. So this is orlo. You know, the one which had a chanota later, it's revived.
So he's asking, so what's the difference? So you don't even need to ask a shayla here. You had already had a chanota in Be'eser. Now he's planting it on a tree that's hetter. How should that take it out? You already had a chanota.
But because you're not growing from a tree which has orla. Right? In other words, over here you can't say that the year didn't change. I mean, the tree that you're growing from right now is Shaina, you know, a very it had its 10th birthday already. Right?
She's saying even though by what Shlomo's saying is even though it had a chanota in the third year, and even though now that it's growing in the fourth year, this is a heter tree, and forgetting about netter avai for a second, I guess, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, even though it's now growing in a zakena, but because the tree didn't change lagabi this fruit, that's not called a zakena?
Yeah.
Because it didn't change. But that, if you would mamish change it over to a different tree, then it is called
a zakena. Right, that's what I thought. Right, someone has another idea or a proof against that, we'll accept it.
There'll be a proof, but it's interesting. Could be right. It's just interesting.
You didn't change it. You left it on the same tree. You didn't pick it off.
In which case?
You said just now you changed it to a different tree.
Our Gemara is talking where you change it to a different tree.
Right.
And Shlomo's asking, it should be the same thing, even if you keep it on the same tree. And so we're answering that no, it's not the same thing.
No, isn't Shlomo saying what if you put it on the zakena, it already got a shame orla on it? So how can it change?
Well, that's the flip side of it. But the two should be the same. Basically, that if the original tree had its birthday party, right, and it becomes 4, right, so then it should be the same as putting it on a
zakena.
On the zakena, where it was, let's say, 10 years old, right? So, whichever side you want to think of the shayla, either about that. You know, but the Rav is saying that there would be a distinction between those two cases.
Mm-hmm. I mean, interesting. I'm just thinking for a second, because the Rosh is going to say later that if it happens by itself, the mixing happens by itself without a Maisa Adam, it's more of a reason for it to be Mavatal. You know what I was talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're referring to, but what do you want to see from there?
Of course, that would be Mamash Lehepach. That leaving it on the same tree and it goes into the fourth year, would be more of a reason to say that the fourth year is mavatil the third year. I'm just talking. I'm right.
We'll have to examine that. when we get there. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's hear again. So the Gemara right now is showing that there are two Amaroim which happen to hold differently. The first one is Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, the Yalla Shesavcha Biskeina. And the halacha is, after Shosifa Masayim, also Masayim, that's the Shir Orlo, to be Mavatal Orlo, and also it is still also, there's no Bittel, and according to the Ran, what that means is that the Gidulin, the part that was in Tosif, will take on the din of the Iker, and the din Orlo will extend into the part that grew, since it's Gidulin from an Iker. Okay, so this is one man to Omar, which holds contrary to what the Mura was poishit Augustana Bianai. And the second one is the following. V'omar Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Nachman Omar Rabbi Yonison. Rabbi Yonison Shito. Botzel shenotu b'kerem. You have your onion, you planted it in a kerem. Right? So this is a kalayim. This is an isur of kalayim. Kilei kerem. So when you planted it, it asered the entire botzel. Right? Whatever is here now. Meaning to say that Kinnirim, not only the part that was Nitoisif, I believe, that the halacha of Kalayim, that if you might need the shear that it grew, whatever the shear that has to grow, but then everything that's there is Nasa. So this botzel was Nasa with the Isser of Kalayim. Now, Veneka Akerim, so now you removed the Kerim, the vines, so now this field itself is not Kalayim anymore. So the additional growth is not growing B'Kalayim. Okay, so that'll be a similar kind of scenario that we're dealing with. That you have the Iker is Osir with the Isser Kalayim, and the Gidulim, right, are growing without an Isser because the cause of the Isser was removed.
Can maybe you just address this? How did the original onion become Usser?
And you had an onion that was Mutter.
Right.
And you planted it in a Kerem. And now the whole onion becomes Usser. Not just the Gidulim that grew the Kilayim, but also the Iker that you planted, which was, there was nothing wrong with that onion.
Mm-hmm.
You planted it.
Well, mm-hmm. It could have been from seeds, you know, you could.
Okay, I don't. Botzel. I love Dafka. It says Botzel.
Yes, it says Botzel. Yeah, that's probably true. Right, so I thought that what I was saying was that's the din of Kilayim. Kilayim is anything which grows. With grows in a situation of Kalayim, the whole thing is Nasa. Right? That's what I was saying. Right?
Okay.
You know, if you know otherwise, you can let me know. But right. That's how I was trying to sort of trying to get around that or that you wanted to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
When the Rosh is a Lashon of Shatlo, I think.
What does he say?
He says Shenot. Botzel Truman, Botzel Eder, Sibcha, Botzel Shenotu Bekerem, Veneser Kedin Kilei Akerem, Veneser Kerem Shot, Hashta Asur, Afil Hosi from the time. I thought he said it here. Where is that? Maybe it was somewhere else. I thought he said something that as soon as you plant it, it becomes us or something like Lashon like that.
Yeah, I thought that's what that meant. Veneser k'din kilei kerem. That's what the halacha. That's love kilei kerem. That anything which is the growth might be a condition for the iser right? Mm. But the iser is chal on whatever is there, whatever.
Right. Not because of a bittel that an iser is coming to be mevatel a heter. Just because that's the din of kilayim. Once it grows a little bit, now the whole thing is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's only calls man that you have the kilayim there. That's why if it was okra, if you okra the kerem, and now the growth which is afterwards is growing not in a kilayim situation. So this is our sugya. But you have the ikr has an iser, and the gedulim don't have that cause for the iser. And the way Ram learns the shaila is does the iser nevertheless carry through since you gedulim of an ikr, or no, that you know the iser stays where it is, and since I don't have my own cause of the iser, so I'm mutter. So over here also the halacha is Rabbi Yonason says that it's also right, the entire thing is also because the iser of the ikr is nimshach, carries into the gidul. Okay, so right now over here, so we definitely have a machlokes amiroim on the inyan, and it would sound like that the gemara was being matame that you know if you want to pask in the shaila, then we really should be passing boss of the roiv. Okay. Zok the gemara. Chodar Os Kam Dabami. So he went back to Rabami. Went back to Rabami, right? I guess you know he had confidence in Rabami that at the time he didn't have it, but he went back again. And now Posh Lehman had daughter. Rabami had a Mar Mokum on the Indian. He had a source to Paskim with. This is also a memory of Rabbi Yechanan. We'll see in a moment whether this stems or not. Let's see. Litra b'tzolom shetiknum. Okay, so you have your litra, right, which is an amount of midas hayovesh. I don't know what the word that in English is, but akoponim. But it's an amount. Of Bitsolim, Shetikna, so you misakin this, the Tikna means that you took off the Chumas and Maestras that are necessary. Vizara, now you planted this entire Litra to produce more. The halacha is Misaseris Lefi Kula, that we need to take off Chumas and Maestras Lefi Kula, the entire amount. Meaning to say that even the part, the original litra that you already misakin, that is a din bittel that's chal, and therefore they'll get the same din as whatever grew now, and they'll also need to be remeistered. Alma oyson gidulin mevatlin ikr. Now let's just hear that for a moment, over here. So we planted something which is already misukin, right? And this maybe didn't know what Mike was referencing to when we spoke about truma. This will be a similar idea to what we have in truma, right? That was truma. You know this. You know you misakin this already, and when you're replanting it, and the gedulin grow, the gedulin themselves. Is tevil, and the halacha is that you have to. The requirement for remeiser will include the amount that was initially planted, which its shumas bias were taken off. So it seems to be over here, right? That's the din bittel which is chal, and as a result, you have to be misakin. There's a din tevel which is a chal onto the original betzolim. All right, so as we spoke before, let me just think for a second over here. This See this, and maybe this is what Michael was saying before. See over here, I don't even know if you have the two tzedakim that we discussed then over here, right? Because there's you mistaken it, right? So there's no bezunder Hashem. There's no. No Shem on the I mean it's chum, you know, but it's not like you could be mafkia at in order for you know for the terrorist devil to come back, right? Over here definitely it would seem to be that it's chal a din bittel, it nisbatel taka to the devil of the gedulim, right? That's what the din bittel over here is. Okay, so that's what I guess Michael meant to reference over here. Akaponim. So what does it say in this din over here is Alma Oisling Gedulim Mevatan Ikra. Right, so Mor over here brings a raya. He brought a raya that it is Mevatal. Now the man himself is Mor that you know there's like a steer in Rabbi Yochanan over here, and in a Chanami, right? The man says that it's you know it's Amaroyli with the Rabbi Yochanan. You're right. This point in the Gemara. It is a steer, but it's okay. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. Let's see Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara right now, again, we're still being poshed this, and we're bringing memras over here of Amaroyim to talk to our Shailam. Amo oisin gedulim mevatlin ikr. And that Gemara says, Dilmo luchumra shani. Zok the Gemara, that's not a raya. That's not a raya from this memra Rabbi Yochanan. Because our Iker Shaila was a Shaila that we wanted, right? The original Shaila we're talking about was that the Iker had an Isser, and we were really coming to the matter the Isser, al yidei the din bittel, right? Which basically the Shaila was really to be makel. That's what was coming to do. To be mafkia and Isser. In this case over here, that the din bittel is really lechumra, right? That it's requiring to remeiser something which really the meiser were taken off of. And that's what the Gemara says, dimu lechumra. Now let's talk in the Ran's terms. So what the Gemara means to say is as follows: that maybe the truth is that you know as the halacha over here is that bittel means that we're viewing the gedulim as a different din than the Iker. Well, let's even go back a step before, right? That the Gemara was Poshe Shaila from over here. What would be on the other side of the Gemara? According to the Ran, that it should come out, right? This may be a chiddush over here. But what should come out from the Gemara is that when you planted something, I'm just thinking back over there. Right, planting something misukin, so anything which grows out of it will retain the tikkun properties and won't be chalachum or tevis. Right,
and we're chumas and meisters.
Right, which is see that's really a little harder to hear. Meaning to say like this is that. The truth is, I didn't even speak out this, but I guess we could have spoke about it before. Maybe we'll get back to that. What I mean to say is like this: is that the Gemara Shad is whether the Gedulin take on the dinim of the Iker. So I can hear over here if the Iker has a certain Isser, no, that'll carry through. But you know, if you're not talking about an Isra, if you're talking about, you know, basic requirements, right, that everything has, then, and like in this case over here, everything's born as Tevel, and you have to be Mesakin it, right? So you Mesakin the Iker, right? You know, the Gedulin, you were never Mesakin. I mean, if they were there all in the first place, you have to be Mesakin connect everything. Right, so in this sugya, what you see over here that is that on that side of the Gemara that the Isser, that the din of the Iker goes to the Gedulin, So that would be a reason for us to say that the Gedulin also won't have a Teres Tevel, and the Tikkun of the Iker will help for the Gedulin also. Right? That's what would seem to be from this Gemara.
So we're only talking here about Shein Zaro Kala, right? Why Zaro Kala, we wouldn't say such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, I'll hold my question.
Okay. So that's what we're seeing over here, right? And so again, the pshat in this is that we just see, you know, just to how far this idea goes. The musug of that the gedulin are an extension of the ikar, and they extend all the dinim, take on all the dinim of the ikar. You see from this gemara that etzim would have been that if you misak in the ikar, so shine. So you know your thing is chun, is niskin. Anything that grows out of it is a growth from adavar niskin, and it would also have the mila of the tikkun, and the tevel wouldn't be chal. Navos, that the Gemara says over here that it's not like that, right? This is the right to the other side of the Gemara, that the Gedulin do not take on the din of the Iker, so therefore they are Tevel, right? And once they're Tevel, so then they'll be Mavatel, the Iker, and the Iker also will lose its Tikkun, and you have to be Misak in the Knegid Kula. Now, to get back to the context of the Gemara, so the Gemara is saying that no, that Hasan L'Chumra, right? Which means that that in truth, like we're saying, that in truth, really, the Gedulin themselves do not require to be Niskin, because the Gedulin take on the din. This is a Chumra Rabbanon over here, that the Rabbanon were machmir that we should view the Gedulin as a Dover Bifnei Atzmoy. And that's why the Gedulin will need to be Niskin, and in turn they'll be Mavatal, the Iker, and you have to be Misaseres Lefi Kula. That's what the Gemara is saying, that's the halach of Dilma L'chumr Shani.
Like a chumra on a chumra.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that will be relevant when we see the next Gemara. The Gemara talks about the...
So what do you mean a chumra on a chumra?
The first chumra is that, meaning mi'ikar adin, that what comes out of Masukin is Masukin. Right. So the first chumra is that it's not like it.
Right.
And then the second chumra is that it's even Mavatul, uh-huh, the Gedulin.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll see. I mean, it's according to the Ran, apparently that goes hand in hand. Even though I still would agree with you that, you know, once it's a chumra, so maybe that we see that as a second step. But we'll see in the Ran, because this is relevant to how the Ran talks about writing more.
I have a question before you go onto the Eila Mihada. So
yeah,
just tell me when you're ready to do that.
Yeah, okay, just one second. I just want to just hear something. Yeah. So just to speak this out. So Hashda the Oslahochi, according to this, like this is really the first time. Right, this is the first time when the din bitl over here will be a chumra, right? Until all these gemaras till now, the din bitl was a kula, right? So,
well, the truma was both ways, right? Was both a heter and an isser.
So the truth is, wouldn't the Shemitah be that way also? I mean, if it's the eighth year, so again, we're talking about taking off the isser of Shemitah, but it also puts on Chiyum and Trumas and Meiser, no?
So where are you?
In the original Shiloh.
In the original Shiloh?
Was to make a heter.
What?
The original Shiloh, Shminis, to be Matur Shvius. Was to be matre.
Matre, but it still is putting on a chiyuv of tevel on it. Right? I mean, it didn't, the Gemara didn't discuss it, but that lechor is happening.
Okay.
Second.
Right, the original case where you
that's
have
a net gain, right?
What?
It's a net gain.
A net gain, yeah.
Okay. The question of the bittul is only to the issa. Then there's a second step after the consequence. If you get that, now it becomes, you know, But the actual bittul is not creating the iftava, which is to not
okay, so. In our case, over here, a bit of
when we talk about kul and chumra, what we mean is that taking off an iser truma, whatever the consequences on that is a kul, right? That's what we mean over here, right? Only the ikar adin has to be such in order to take off the iser, that the iser shvius, the iser truma, you know, the iser orla, and all these things, whatever might follow from there. But as far as chumra is concerned, to do something different than the Ikar Adin would be to put on, an additional din lahachmer, additional iser. Now this, according to this Teretz HaDemara, this would answer the stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Right, we mentioned before that the two Rabbi Yochanans are really a contradiction. The original Rabbi Yochanan by Yal v'Shestavcha. He passed that it's also so there is no bittul over here concerning this the dinner of planting the litra. There is a din bittul. So initially, when we more brought the shaila, the Ran said, "Okay, Shain, you know, I'm really the you know the Rabbi Yochanan." But according to this, that one's the chumra and one's the gradin. So then it stems. It doesn't have to be a steer. That's what should follow, right? He said this at the point of the Gemara when the Gemara was being pushed to Shiloh. At that point. At this point, I think at this point of the Gemara, right?
It's
when the Gemara says the word Dilma, it's not saying definitively. It's saying maybe that.
Right. Interesting. Right. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Is the word dumb, is more saying, what's a possibility? It's not like we can.
And you have two problems with the member of Rabbi Yochanan. One is they wanted to bring it as a raya, and they're docha the raya of the dilma.
Right.
But they had a different stira in Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
This, if it's coming to answer the Rabbi Yochanan, you really have to say more than a dilma.
Yeah. Okay. The spur of the Shani, it sounds like a very, it sounds like a good spur.
What, which is the spur? The chumra?
Yeah, but we're not saying it only as a possibility. We don't want to assume that it's actually true.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know that there has to be a chumra, right? We could explain it like such. Therefore, if we want to bring a raya, we could always be mat like that. Right? But to say that it's mistav, the Chazal should have made such a chumra, right? That's how I understand what the Gemara meant in the Luchum Mishani. But again, to what you're saying that you know, let's make a dekanami, you know, because otherwise that way we'll answer the steer and Yochanan. It sounds like that wasn't such a difficult question. Right? It wasn't such a decisive, you know, not gonna really make change matters.
I think there's going to be a different answer to stem this up for Rabbi Yochanan later in the Gemara and then the Ches. So it might be that maybe that's why it wasn't bothered so much. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, right.
I want to answer some before you go on.
Let's hear.
So, since we're saying that this whole issue of going after the Iker is only by Ein Zar or Kala,
mm-hmm.
It's my understanding that Ein Zar or Kala, Meiser's Truma and Meiser is only Durabanan.
Am I wrong? The din of Ein Zar or Kala Shumis and Maestros are Drabonon. Is it Italian that? I mean, any vegetable is the Chiyuv Shumis Maestros are Drabonon.
Fine. Okay. So, but right. So, okay. All the things that are in Zarakala are vegetables, so that they would be. So, so once we're talking about Btzalim, that's only Drabonon. So the Ran at the end here and the Rosh are worked up by the fact that you would have now, by this Chumrah, you would have an Isser Derabanan that you're solving with an Isser Daraisa. If you would take Truma Minei Ubei, there's a problem. Oh, you've got an Isser Daraisa, you know, the Gidulim are Daraisa and the Iker is only Derabanan, and you can't Pater a Derabanan with a Daraisa. And they're coming up, and they're all bothered by this. But it's all Durbanon. That's a bother. Bothered by this.
So I just want to see over here how they speak out the question.
The Ron actually doesn't say Duraisa.
I mean, we have concepts of like trade Durbanon compared to Chad Durbanon, let's say, like being. A cotton being Motzei.
Let's just find the source just before we deal with the question. The Rosh calls this a deraisa.
I thought so.
That really, in the Iker Hadin, you don't need to meiser kneged the original amount. So the shaila is, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? Because the Gedulin have a chiv and the Iker doesn't. Stop the Ran. According to the way I'm learning, it's very good because the Gedulin. Etzem really have the same din as the Iker. So the Gedulim are not any more mechuyev, so therefore you'll take Bnei Bay.
Right.
Tim lechumro lechayev b'meisa midrabonon v'yesa olov mi'otza she'ini nokov. So you're asking in the Rosh. The Rosh says Avulchacha Tika Ruba Teisefes Mechayev Midei Raisa. So I think this is a local question in the Rosh. We want to know, why is the Rosh talking about calling this deraisa? This deraisa, no chiyuv deraisa on this. On this bottle. Okay, that's a question on the Rosh. On the expression of the Rosh, right? That's
yeah.
What the question is. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I hear. I don't know. Okay, let's see. Yeah, Zokta Gemara. Elam and Ado. Okay, this is the first time that that the Gemara is now being pushed from Tanoim, right? You know, a source in the Tanoim. Elam and Ado, the sign of the Brayse says as follows. Okay, this Brayse is important to remember because Gemara is going to get back to this. Right? They're important halachas concerning the din of Dorshesh Matirin. The sign of Shimon Noimer, called over Sheish Lamatirin, Kigoyin Tevel, Umaisir Sheniv, Hektish for Chodosh. So, Rav Shimon the following. He's going to giving us a rule concerning the Hilchot the din of Bittel. A double Sheish Lamatirin, which means an Isser which has the possibility to be Mata this Isser. And he gives examples. We'll get to those examples in a moment. Loinosam Chachom Shir. Right? Now, the translation of this is a little misleading over here. Right? But Loinosam Chachom Shir means like this. Is that Dov Sheish Matirin, Alacha, as we had before, Dov Sheish Matirin is, it's in Bota, Filu Be'elef. That means the Chazal removed the Din Bittel. The Chazal didn't allow us to be Matir in Isser, which is a Yesh Matirin. That's what I'm saying. Dov Sheish Matirin means an Isser. Right? An Isser which has a Heter to it. There's a way that you could be matter it. The Chazal didn't allow us to use Din Rabban, didn't allow us to use a Din Bittel. That means that an Isser which has no way of becoming Mutter is more subject to Bittel, for the Bittel to take off its Isser. But an Isser which has its Ad Heter, then that Chazal talk of the Din Bittel by Mimbimina. Alright? So that we discuss then, we'll just say over the Rashi, because the Rashi is a little complicated, that the Rashi's chat in that is that Chazal didn't want us to rely on Bittel in order to be able to benefit to eat this Isser, even though the Rashi, it's fine, it's good. And Chazal said like this, that since the Iker Isser has conditions that the Isser doesn't apply, Isser comes off. So rather than eating the Isser b'Isura through Bittel to take off, you know, for us, however Bittel works, that we won't see it, the Isser, that take off the Isser, eat it in the way to take off the Isser. We'll see in a moment what that means. So therefore Chazal did not allow us to use Bittel to take off the Isser on such a thing. So the fact that it has a Heter really is a reason for a Chumrah, because you have another way, you have another way out. So don't use Bittel. Asher techlen be Isser, right? Tachal the Heter. Right? Now the examples of that is going Tevel, right? Tevel, right? Tevel, you know, the Iker Din of Tevel, you know, it's going to be misakin it, take off the Trumas and Maestris. So we're Tevel, now this halacha really is halacha in Taruvus, right? It's, you know, our whole sugya over here of Gidulin is a specific example of a Taruvus, which, you know, has its own dinim. But this halacha over here of Tav Shesh Matirin is halacha in general in Taruvus. You have Isser v'Heter, nothing to do with Gidulin. If you have, so therefore if you have a peri which is Tevel and fell into a bunch of amount of heter, so this is loy nosim chacham shir. There's no shir over here. There's no din bittel, and because you could be misakin it, so shouldn't be mafshir mok macher, and you'll be misakin and you'll be matter it. Ma'aser sheni, the halach of ma'aser sheni is that there has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's also to eat it out of Yerushalayim. There's a din pidyon that could be done. That could be done if necessary to eat outside of Yerushalayim. Take off the kedusha through pidyon. So that's the yesh lematirin. And one of these two I found, either to bring it to Yerushalayim or to make a pidyon. So in the event that you have a pri of ma'aser sheni that was nisarif with heter, it's vital, right? The halacha over here is that even though you might, you have a shir bittel, but Chazal, since it's the Chayesh Lebetirin, you have a way to be matter the Iker Isser Ma'aser Sheni, is Chazal didn't allow us to be matter it through, to rely on Bittel. Hektish also, the din of Pidyon, and Chodosh, the din of Chodosh, right, Yoshen, Chodosh, that is totally in either the Akrav Zaymer or the Zman, Hepen Mizrach, right, of the of the date, right, of Tezayin. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll, I think the sugya later we'll focus on that more. We'll pick up a little bit more about that. Okay, that's the first half of this cloud. Okay, Shani, if Issa doesn't have a heter, you go in Shuma, Shumas Meiser, V'chala, V'orla, V'kila Kerem, all these are considered Adov She'ein Lematirin. So there's a din bittul. There might be certain numbers that Chazal gave, certain chumras. It's not the regular rois, sushishim, right? Larger numbers, meyo, masayim, tzvozlon zayim, but there is a shir bittul. That's what Shimon says. Amar loy. Chamset Rav Shimon, they question his klal. V'aloy shviyish ein lo matirin, v'loy nos mecham shir. They said that the klal is really not so accurate, because Shvius, Shemitah, that it's an Eilam Atirin, there's no way to be Matirit, and nevertheless, there's no Din Bittul. Tisnan. Shvius Aseres, B'chol Shehu B'mina. Shvius Asers, B'chol Shehu, even if you have a small amount of Shvius, it'll Aser whatever is B'chlal Atarutis. Now, the Ran over here says, if you look at the Ran, Hashvius, it says b'chol shehu b'mina, bein b'tarevis peiris heter b'shel shvius. Now this includes two cases of a taruvus. You have the regular everyday taruvus of peiris heter, right, two different fruits, two different peiris, heter and iser, peiris shel shvius and peiris shel shminis, and then bein b'gidulin. This also includes a case of gedulin. Now, what would that mean? That shvius asr with the kosher, you have only a small amount of shvius here, and it'll asr. Keep going. Bottle shishis shenotu b'shvius. You have a bottle which grew during the shishis, right? So, right, the ikr is heter. You replanted it in the shvius, and it grew a little bit, and just a little bit. Meat, right? Mashu. So you have the Issa Shvius here. Loi nosma chacham shir. There's no bittul. And the whole thing is also because of the Eruv. Right? That's the halacha. If there's no bittul, then shame. You know, it's all also, right? Just to be clear what that means. It's like this. Is that mean kipshuto? I'm saying that whenever you have a taruvis and you have Isser, and you don't know where the Isser is, you can't eat anything. Right? But really, what's also is only this small amount, right? You have Isser and Heter, but you partially don't know anything you eat, since it might be Isser, so also to eat it. But, you know, the Isser didn't grow, right? It's just that you can't, right? So that's whenever we talk about something not having Bittul, which is mean that something asks B'mashahu, that's what it means. Akoponim, that is sufficient to explain what that din is. Okay. So now this Ran is important because this is where the idea of gedulin, you know, come, you know, we're talking gedulin. So the Ran tells us that this is this relates to gedulin. Now, how do we know that? How do we take and know that gedulin is included in this halacha? That is a question. That might be a question. Okay, but let's accept that for right now, right? And then we'll see.
Is there a reason why the Ran picks a case of shishis and tarta shvius rather than the other way around? If you want to prove that there's a kosher,
well, kosher means that the shvius is a kosher.
Right.
So right.
Normally the growth is larger than the ikka. It wouldn't have been a...
I mean, yes and no. I mean, it depends when you pick it, right? Right? If you would have said fakert, then, you know, if it was picked at a very early stage, or it means time, you know, like we're talking till now, you have a gedum is always the roiv, so you could have talked that case also. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to say where he took a butzel shvius and planted a shvius, and it should usher b'kol shehu, and that should that is our shiloh.
Right. It would have been a better example.
Right. Then you don't have an issue of yeshlo matirin is the problem. Where, what's the yeshlo matirin? His whole yeshlo matirin is that you can eat it before beer. Oh. If you plant it in Shminis, you're already after beer, right. So there is no yeshlo matirin.
Okay, right. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, thanks. Okay, let's see. So this is the question the Chama asking on Rav Shimon. We're in that Mishnah right now. Omar lohen, afne lemat el lebir. So Rav Shimon answers, and what he tells them is, the afani lemati, that's different gersois, but the kavono over here is that he's not talking about himself. He's referring to the halacha of Shvius Eseres. He says that when the Chachomim said this halacha of Shvius Eseres b'kol shehum, that they said it concerning beer. Avol la'achila b'noisin tam. Now the Ran explains what he means to say is like this: is that they were asking a question on him that your klal is not accurate. No, he's gal, because you're telling me that only davar sheyesh lematirin doesn't have bittel, but something which is an issa which has no heter, then there's always a sheer bittel. Right? At some point it'll become bottle. They asked him, and he said it's not true because Chazal said that shvius is asses with a kol shehu. And shvius is so we're thinking like the man said that we're talking about it, that you have a peri which has issa shvius on here, whether it's the ikar, it's something else, and shine, and there's no sheer bittel. So on that, Rav Shimon answers them by saying that, no, let me explain to you what's happening over there. You're making a mistake. Right? I'll explain to you what that means, and you'll see how it fits very well with my klal. Because this that Chazal said that by Shvius is a din, asas v'kol shehu, is gradually talking about in a scenario of a yesh matirin. It's because of yesh matirin. Right? That's what he's saying, that's where he's heading, how it answers the question. Right? Now, what does that mean? It means as follows, right? That part of the DNA shvius is a halacha of beer. Of beer, a certain point of time, maybe depending on the situation, what's doing out there, what's available, what's not available. Right? But there's a halacha of beer, and once this man beer comes, then it's also for a person to eat what he has in his house. He has to be mafkir it, put it out. That's the halacha of beer. Now, the din bittel could be relevant, is that let's say you have a perir shvius, which is nis'arev with perirs of heter, right? Koidim shvius, and you want to dan a bittel now, and therefore I don't have to worry about this peri that for the din beer. They're at the requirements of beer. The din bittel will be matir the iser beer, and I could keep it around. That's what would be relevant. So on that, Dr. Ran, that's what Rav Shimon is telling him, that this pre right now you could eat it and keep it. This pre koydim zman bittel, it's heter. Right, so this that Chazal said that shvius asis with a kol shehu would be referring to that as far as if you want to say bittel and therefore allow you to keep it by you after when this man beer comes because it was in this battle of them, the Rav Shimon said that the Chazal said you can't do that because it's davar matirin, which means that you can eat it right now before the din beer schal. So perish shvius has what part of its din is that at a certain point an issur will be chal on it. So you can't work with a bittel to take off the teresh shvius on this pre in order that it'll help you, that you don't have to be mevarit when this man beer comes because you can eat it right now, which is man hechin. That's nechshav of davar sheyesh loy matirin, right? maybe that reminds you of something on the Rambam and the Beis. But that's what he's saying. But in a Hanami, that if the taruvas happen after the Zman Bir, at that point there's no heter. So in a Hanami, then this halacha wasn't said. That's not according to my clown. Dovish in my tier, it's taka bottle, right? Bottle, whatever the shear is, nice and time. Right? So that's what Rav Shimon is answering them. So Rav Shimon, that halacha that you're bringing me, that Shvi'is answers with a kosher, that's grada, and you're thinking that's an example of Dovish Eilam Atirin, which has no bittul, it's not true. The reason for that there's no bittul is because it's a Geishla Matirin. That's taka b'shan in that halacha, and it's talking about in this scenario when the taruvas happen, koidim beer.
Just to clarify, so if the taruvas happens koidim beer, and now it's after beer, it's still completely usur, meaning even though now it's ein lo matirin, but because you could have eaten it before, we now say now that it's after beer, really now the whole thing, the entire mixture is now considered isur of shvius.
I would think so. If initially it was a yesh lo matirin and you didn't do what was supposed to be done, right? So I don't think that now we will look at it as the ein matirin to get the heter. Right? That's I think that's the man says right. That la'achar bir. Yeah. The differences that we have in yesh lo matirin are always initially. There could be certain situations that because of your situation, you know, it's not considered a davshesh matirin, you know, by you specifically, right? Or in this scenario, might be so. But if originally it was the yesh matirin and you passed up the opportunity, I don't think, yeah, it's not going to change.
Right. I mean, it's reversed for most cases. Most cases, it's something that if you wait, it'll be mutter. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's
right. Okay, maybe we'll get today. We'll discuss this about this cake. Okay. So now let's see over here, right? So what is the more bringing this? What over here is the raya to us? Let's see the ran. Zok the ran. We're gonna pick up in the ran. Avala chila. You see that? Avala chila.
First white line.
Kloima imnis arvu la'acha habir. If the taruvas happen after beer, shim yu oistrin taruvasin loishor bachila. That over here, that if they'll ask the taruvas, there will be no way of eating it. Loishor bachila. Then, bein beminan, bein shiloi beminan, benoisin tam. Fine, that's the halacha. Is zokteran alma gedulin einan imshachem acher ha'ikar liyes kamoyu. Zokteran that the raya from over here is that you see that the gedulin do not have the same din as the ikar. The ihochi, if it did have the same din as the ikar, heich teser shvius begiduleho. That how could it be that the shvius, the gedulin will be the cause, because right, that's how the round was masber, the case that we're talking about. That the iser over here is in the gedulin. The gedulin grew during the seventh year, and there's a small amashu of shvius over here. And they ask him, the Gemara's raya is that you see from over here that they don't have the same din as the ikar, right? Because the ikar is heter, right? Ikar is heter in this case over here. The ikar is the ikar is heter, and the gedulin are asking. They're obviously getting a different din. Alma gedulin einan mishoch nachher kolis kemoisei. The ihochi, because if they had the same din, hecht yasu shvius begeduleho. Why should Shvius which is in the Gidulin, cause an Isser, the Gidulin are Nimshach Basa the Iker, it's all Heter. Elavada ain Gidulin ke Iker, Hilkoch Malin. Elavada ain Gidulin ke Iker, okay, so we begin to our Sugya Hilkoch Malin, right? That's what's going back on. Hilkoch Malin. Yeah, okay, so let's hear over here. Now, this the case over here that we're bringing Araya from is that a case where we're saying that Shvius asers, right? Shvius is asering. Granted, you know, it's because of a Dov Sheish Matirin. Let's just put that on the side. But what's happening over here is that we have a small amount of Shvius in the Gidulin, which is the Gidulin have an Isser Shvius, and they're assering the Iker. Now, like I mentioned before, whenever we're talking about a non-bittel assering, what that means is that since you have Isser mixed into your heter, right, so you can't get to your heter, right? So, you know, you can't eat anything, right? That's what it means. But Akoponim, so what we have over here is that the Gidulin, and Zoltaman, the Gidulin have one din, and the Iker has a different din. That's what we see from over here. Okay, now that's very good. According to the way the Ran learns what the Iker Shaila is, that whether the din of the Gidulin is Nimshach Basa the Iker, that's what you see from over here. Now the Ran says like this, right? And this is what he was referring to before. Zoltaman, v'hareyat haroye, Zoltaman, you see from over here the sphere alone. That the Gemara holds the ein malin. If the din is ein malin, if you couldn't be mevatel, al korchach gidulin ke'ikr. The only reason why the gidul would not be mevatel is because they have the same din as the ikr. The eloi, if that wasn't true, hechi poshit. How was the Gemara being poshit? The megidulin oisrin that it's malin. Elavak the parshin le'el. Now what the Ran means like this. Right, let's hear again. Right, so in the beginning of the sugi, right, we discussed the Gemara. The shayla in the Gemara is that we're talking about, right, which is really a reverse case. The Gemara is talking about where the ikar is aser, and the gedulin are mutter, we call it, right? The gedulin grew at a time that you don't have the cause for the iser, and the Gemara shayla was that gedulei heter could they be mevatel the iser on the ikar? Right, that was the Gemara shayla. Now the Ran said that don't learn pshat in the Gemara like the Gemara is mashma, which maybe we'll call it the other Rishonim. Learn like that. That the shaila lefi that would have been that the premise is definitely this is heter, this is iser, right? Means that the ikar is iser and the gidul are heter, and the shaila would have been that. Could the heter be mevatel the iser? That's a bittel shaila. That's what it means. It means the gufa shaila, the crux of the shaila is a bittel question. I know what each one is. This is a taruva zavis of a heter that you have in front of you. And could you make a bittel? Right. That's speak it out like that. Right. Could you make a bittel? Could gidulim be mevatel the iker? That's the shaila. Now, if that's the shaila, so let's hear. So when you come to this piece of Gemara over here, that we're not discussing bittul over here. We're not discussing the issue over here. It's not a question whether the gidulin can be mevatel. Fakir, the gidulin are a meat over here. And there's no din bittul in this tarubis over here. And the gidulim are asering. So what do you see from over here? According to the other pshat, this is all a given, that the ikar has one din, the gedulin has a different din, and the question is that in a scenario when the gedulin is mutter, could it be mevatel the ikar? So what do you possibly see from over here, right? This case is that the ikar is mutter, the gedulin is aser, and there's no din bittel in China, you know, and it's asking because there's no bittel. What would you see from over here?
Right, it's
yeah, right. Doesn't talk to us b'chlal. The Gemara seems to be relating the two things that you know the same way in this case that it'll aser, so that has a bearing to over there, that it'll be mavatal. Now, what does one thing have to do with the other? So on that, the Ran says that according to the Amarin, it's very good, because the crux of the bittul shaila was not really a bittul question. The crux of the shaila really is that could the gedum have a different din than the ikr? That's the question. Do they always take on the din of the ikr, or they have their own din? So you see from over here that obviously they have their own din. That's what's happening. That the ikr is mutter, grew in the shishis, and the gedulin, which grew during the shishis, they have their own din. They have an iser. So you see over there, I have two different din. So you know, in the reverse case, it'll be the same thing also. That if the ikr has its iser, and the gedulin don't have their own cause for an iser, so they'll be mutter. Once they're mutter, so they'll be mavat, because that wasn't the shaila. So this is the Ran's raya. This is what he was referring to before when he said that I'll let you know what pushed me to learn like this. It was this piece of Gemara over here. Okay, Zotmo, just learn one line over here. The Dilma Hanami Luchum Roshani. And that Gemara says that no, let's apply the same thing. In this scenario again, it's a chumrah what we're doing over here. That the gedulim are asering, right? So maybe let's say in the terms of the Ran, right? That maybe mikra the din. The truth is that the gedulim have the same din as the ikr. Since the ikr is mutter, so the gedulim wouldn't be also bechlal. It's kulay het. Navas that over here. Chazal were machbir, and Chazal said that we're going to view the gedulim, like we just said before, as something separate, and as a result of that, so then they'll have the iser shvius, and they'll answer the teruvis. Okay, it's a chumrah, right? But if you're working in the other way, that. In Achnami, the ikra de dina, if the chumrah will be the other way, that la'olam, as far as we're concerned, really that itaka does have the din of the ikr, and it'll take on the iser of the ikr. Alright, okay, I think we have to hold over here. Alright, even though it'll be good taka to see the Ran over here, because the Ran over here mentions the question that the Gemara, just the line before, said l'chumrah shani, so what made us think to be paish of men, you know, they have the same dichoy that we had, right? So the Ran is noches and to explain to us why there is a difference between these two cases, and that's why the Gemara thought that, well, over there you could say chomushani, but over here not. And the Gemara is mechadish, then no, even in this scenario, you could say the chomushani, so that gives us just a shach v'tayin in the Gemara, what the Gemara thought. Okay, we'll hold over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
At some point, maybe we'll go back to the rush again. And you'll tell me what you think is the, now that you spoke at the kasha and the rush very nicely. What's the rush's answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
And he does. The Rosh specifically says that miyut comes and it's mevatel the ikur. He specifically says it.
Yeah.
So, but like you're saying, why does it need to come on to that? Just say they're all mixed together. You've got iser. It users bekol shehu, and you don't have to come on to the bittul at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll meet again.
Yeah.
We'll meet again.